Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of what the Bible says about blessings and curses. Today I want to focus your attention on the promised blessings of God to the believer. It is very important for believers to recognize what God has indeed promised and to take hold of those promises by faith and to proclaim them over your own personal life by faith, believing what God has said. We find a phenomenal list of blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28. It says, "All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you." In verse 11, it goes on to say, "The Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your beast, and in the produce of your ground. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give you rain to your land in its season, and to bless the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only be above, and you will not be underneath. If you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them." Now, I wanted to read to you that list of blessings because I believe that the Word of God is very clear. That in God's Word, he made this proclamation through Moses in Deuteronomy 30, when he said, "I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse, so choose life in order that you may live." You have to make a choice every single day of your life that you are going to choose life, what God has provided for you, what God has promised to you, the abundant life that Jesus said was available to you. You have to make that choice every day, choose life and the blessing of God, and avoid, renounce, have nothing to do with the curse. The Lord said he set before us, he set before the whole world, life and blessing, death and the curse, and that there was a choice that could be made. You can choose life or you can choose death. You can choose blessing or you can choose a curse in your life. And those choices are made by a free will decision in every human being, a choice to obey and honor and follow after God, or a choice to rebel against, ignore, and discount God as nothing and of no value. That will most assuredly bring on the curse and everything that goes with it. But God wants his children, his believers, to take hold of his word and believe with all of their heart that the blessing of God belongs to them. But as the Lord has shown us in Deuteronomy 30, it is a choice. Many people go through their lives not realizing that it is up to them to have life and the blessing. They go through their lives thinking whatever will be, will be. That is a doctrine of demons. That is a false statement. That is a lie from the enemy of your soul. It is not a case of whatever will be. It is a case of choosing life and the blessing of God, or choosing death, the ways of the enemy, and the curse that goes with that every single day of your life. God wants you to choose life and the blessing, and He wants you to teach your children how to choose life and the blessing by their decisions every single day. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Apostle Paul gave the Corinthian Christians this warning, "So that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his devices or his schemes." God does not want Christian people to be taken advantage of by Satan through ignorance. The apostle wrote to the Christian believers in Corinth to tell them that they needed to not be ignorant of Satan's ways of doing things, Satan's schemes, his devices, or they could be taken advantage of by Satan, though they were believers in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Messiah. So it applies to us today as well. Satan can take advantage of a believing Christian through ignorance on the part of the believer. That is why it is vital to make sure that you know what the Word of God says with regard to your inheritance rights in Christ, and that you believe them with all your heart, that you speak them with your mouth, that you take hold of them, that you proclaim them as true over your life, and that you daily choose them as the blessing God has promised to you. These blessings mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28 were given to the children of Israel. But as we know from Galatians chapter 3, that God had made provision, and He saw it far off, that all the nations, including all the Gentile nations, the non-Jewish nations, would be blessed through Abraham. It says it this way in Galatians 3, verse 6 through 14. "Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'All the nations will be blessed in you.' So then, those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law, to perform them.' Now, that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith. However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." In the book of Genesis, God made the promise to Abraham that he would be blessed by God. He said, "I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. So you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you, I will curse. And in all the families of the earth, you will be blessed. Indeed, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." That was in Genesis 22, after Abraham obeyed God, willing to sacrifice Isaac. The blessings of Abraham, that God would bless, and bless some more, that man and all his descendants belong to the believer in Jesus Christ today, as well as to the people of Israel who will follow the one true God and his Messiah, Jesus Christ. Those blessings belong to you. God wants you to take hold of them for your own life. Have you taken Deuteronomy chapter 28 and proclaimed those blessings over your life? If you don't know what belongs to you, you will never take advantage of it. If you do not know that you have $10,000 in a bank account in your name, you will never go and make a withdrawal. The same goes for the Word of God. God promised that if you would believe and obey the Lord, that these blessings would come on you and overtake you. Did you know that God has promised you blessings in everything you put your hand to? Do you realize, recognize, and take hold of the fact that God promised that the offspring of your body, that means your own children, will be blessed? Do you know that God has promised even rain to your land? If you're a farmer, that's a very important promise that you need to take a hold of and proclaim, that God will open for you His good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. I want to make this suggestion to you as a practical way of applying and taking hold of these promises. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 13, these words. He said, "I believed," meaning I believed what God said, "therefore I spoke." That's how he dealt with everything in his life. He took what God said, and then he would speak it out, even if it didn't look like it was happening at the moment in his life. And he was quoting King David from Psalms. King David knew that same principle. He believed God, and then he would speak out what God said, even when it looked like the opposite was happening. You need to take Deuteronomy chapter 28, all the blessings that are mentioned there, and begin every day as you rise in the morning to speak out, "Blessed shall I be in the city, blessed shall I be in the country, blessed shall be the offspring of my body, and blessed shall be the produce of my ground. And I will be blessed in everything I put my hand to. And I will lend to many nations, and I will not borrow." And take every one of those blessings, make them personal, make them a proclamation that you believe, and therefore you speak. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.